感谢神。
Thank you, Lord.
我们特别为诗班他们美好、特别美好的献诗献上感恩。
We give thanks for the choir for the wonderful worship song.
诗班上台是不一样的啊。
When choir comes to stage, it's different.
我们感谢神，今天我为所有的服事的弟兄姊妹感恩。
We praise the Lord. We also thank for all the brothers and sisters who come here for the service today.
也特别为星期五啊弟兄姊妹服事弟兄姊妹献上感恩。
We also give the thanks to the brothers and sisters who come here to serve on Friday night services.
我们星期五的时候是纪念耶稣基督为我们受死。
Friday night we memorialize the death of Christ.
那我们今天星期天我们是庆祝主耶稣基督的复活。
Today, Sunday, we celebrate the resurrection of our Christ.
我们感谢神。
We thank you, God.
基督耶稣的复活，它意味着什么
？What does it mean, the resurrection of Christ?
基督耶稣的复活，它意味着光明最终要战胜黑暗。
That means that the light will always defeat the darkness.
正义最终必然战胜邪恶。
And the just will always defeat the evil.
上帝最终要战胜撒旦。
And the Lord will triumph over the Satan.
所以我们今天来到上帝的殿中纪念耶稣基督的复活，是要纪念我们在基督里必然得胜。
Today we come to the temple of Christ. We are sure that Christ will win at last.
基督耶稣的复活。他复活了，那基督现在他究竟在哪里呢
？So where is Christ now today after his resurrection？
他在天国里，他在天堂里。
He's in heaven。
那天堂究竟是什么
？So what exactly is heaven？
天堂究竟是真实的吗
？Is heaven true or real？
基督耶稣的复活要把我们从地上带到天上。
Resurrection of Jesus Christ is to bring us from the earth to heaven.
那我们的归宿，那基督的归宿，也就是我们的归宿。
The where Jesus went, that's where we're going to be.
那在天堂里的这一个基督，他必须让我们相信，我们必须相信那天堂是真实的。
So Jesus Christ in heaven, and which makes sure for us that heaven is true, is real.
有位牧师说，如果我们没有一个天国的观念，我们永远是软弱的。
So that one pastor one time mentioned that if we don't have a conception of heaven and our faith is rather weak.
如果我们不相信天堂，我们的信仰是不完整的。
So if we don't believe heaven and our faith is not complete.
这个就像圣经所说的一样啊，如果我们信主只在今生有盼望，就比众人更可怜。
Just like the Bible said that if we believe in Christ only for this life, we are most pitiful.
那我们就看看天堂今天它究竟是不是真实的。
So today let's contemplate is heaven is a real existence.
天堂究竟是什么
？So what is heaven?
圣经告诉我们，天堂是一个真实的存在。
Bible told us heaven is a real existence.
什么叫真实的存在？它如何存在呢
？So what is the real existence? What does that mean?
真实的存在，我们看到马太福音第5章16节，上帝说：“你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便叫荣耀归给你们在天上的父。”
As the book of Matthew 5:16 says, In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds that glorify your Father in heaven.
天上的父告诉我们，天父上帝他的本质是在属天的，是天上的。
So it tells us that the fundamental characteristic of God is that it belongs to the Father, it belongs to heaven.
实际上也是告诉我们，天父是在天堂里头。
So, in other words, it tells us that our heavenly Father is in heaven.
什么叫天？什么叫天堂
？So, what is heaven?
我们知道这一个中国人说常常说我们可以上什么九天揽月啊，好像这一个天有九重天的感觉。
So Chinese has a saying that we can go to fetch the moon in the ninth heaven.
那犹太人往往说有三重天。
And the Jewish always say that the third heaven. That's the third heaven.
这一个那天堂它究竟是什么
？So what exactly is heaven?
在天堂这一个原文，这个希腊文叫 Onelos， 它的意思实际上有两层基本的意思。
In the original language, which is Greek, the heaven is pronounced as Ouranos, has two meanings.
一个是看得见的天堂，和一个属灵的一个无限的天堂。
One is the visible heaven, another one is the spiritual heaven, which is the infinite.
那我们刚才听到犹太人说有三重天，那保罗曾经他在圣经里面，在那后书里面谈到说。我认得有一个人，他十四年前被提到第三重天上去。
So, at the second Corinthians chapter 12, second said, he knows, Paul said he knows somebody who went to third heaven.
如果他仅仅是一个属灵的概念，那就没有必要说第一、第二、第三了。那这里很明显的一个也告诉我们一个概念，这一个天。它是有一个物理的或者是一个物质的概念在里面。
So if it's fictional, there's no point to mention there's three heavens. Rather, it meant that it's physical, it's real.
而且还说，在这第三重天上，这一个上帝所在的地方，上帝向他说话。
And also, it's further pointed out in the third heaven, and the Lord directly talked to him.
他也只是一个天堂，他也可以，他也把它说成被提到乐园里面，乐园这个概念。
So also he mentioned at the third heaven, and also he was raised to the paradise.
我们知道这个乐园的概念，在圣经里面，实际上耶稣基督在这一个钉十字架的时候也提到乐园。
So, also, you probably remember that in the Bible also said when Christ was crucified, he also mentioned the word paradise.
这一个乐园的概念啊，这一个我们知道，耶稣说，在耶稣钉十字架的时候，有两个强盗啊跟他一起钉十字架。
And you remember when Christ was crucified, there are two bandits are crucified together with him.
这个当有一个强盗悔改了，就说。主啊，当你德国降临的时候，请你纪念我，求你纪念我。
Remember, one of them repented and said, "When Lord, when your kingdom come, please remember me."
耶稣说什么
？What the Christ said?
今天晚上
，tonight，
你就要和我同在什么乐园
？So tonight you will be with me together in paradise.
所以我们知道这一切都告诉我们，天国天堂。是真实的。
So here it all told us that the heaven is real.
那我们再看看，在圣经里面的启示录里面谈到另外一个概念，就是指从天而降的圣城耶路撒冷。
So here let's talk about another part, which is that the holy city coming down out of heaven, which is Jerusalem.
这些概念虽然从字义上有一些区别，但实际上。它的指向一个同一个事实，那就是天国和天堂的存在。
So here you even the word may be different, but it points to the same thing: the existence of heaven.
我们看到圣城耶路撒冷，他说什么呢
？What did he say？
在这里，在启示录第二十一章说，约翰在灵里面被上帝启示的时候，他说我被圣灵感动。天使就在我在一座高大的山，从那里神从那里啊，从天而降的圣城耶路撒冷指示给我看。
Revelation 21 verse 10 says, "And he carried me away in spirit to the mountain great and high, and showed me the holy city Jerusalem coming down out of the heaven from God."
这个第二十一章第26节实际上有非常清楚的描述。
And in verse 16, it further has a clearly depiction of heaven.
说圣城耶路撒冷呢，它有四千里， 四限里长，四限里宽。
And in the book, it described the holy city Jerusalem has the area was 12,000 by 12,000 stadia.
这个四限是怎么翻译来的呢？
Where does the translation come from?
它原文是一万二千 stadia 啊，乘这一个长一万二千 stadia 宽。
它原 its original language said it's in.Just now, Pastor John basically said it in Chinese, said Li, or in the English is a 2,400 kilometers, but really original measure is a stadia.
有这个 stadia 是希腊的一个长度单位。
So, stadia is an original Greek a measurement of a length.
相当于一万二千 stadia 相当于2400公里。
So it's a 12,000 stadia is equivalent to 2,400 kilometers.
所以中文把它翻译为四千里。
So Chinese translated to 4,000 里。
所以在这里看到圣城耶路撒冷所预表的所指向的这一个天堂降临，它告诉我们它有一个有形的一个概念。
So here tells us when the holy city Jerusalem comes, and it truly is a physical, it's real.
它不是一个简单的一个抽象的一个完全属灵的概念。
It's not just a very abstract concept.
这也从圣经其他的角度可以印证，因为我们圣徒复活有一个真实的复活的身体。
So it's also reflected, tells us that for us.The disciples, the Christ followers, when we are resurrected, we have truly have a place to be.
上帝说，基督再次降临的时候，所有的死人都要复活。这个复活指身体的复活。
So as the Bible said, when Christ come again, all the dead will be resurrected. It meant not only it's truly the physically also being raised.
信和不信的都要复活，但是问题是，复活的人都要接受耶稣基督的审判。
So after Christ comes second time, all the believers, non-believers, all will be raised. But the difference that they will be judged differently.
那不信的永远定罪，进入永远的死亡。
Those who are non-believers, they will be cursed and will be entered into eternal death.
那信耶稣的，那靠耶稣基督洗净宝血的，宝血洗净的，他就永远不再死。
For those who believe in Christ, their sin has been cleansed by God, and they will enter eternal life.
这个永远不再死是灵魂和复活身体永远不再死。
That means that for both for the physical body and the spiritual, they will live forever.
所以我们如果知道如果相信身体还要复活，所以我们今天对疾病就不应该有太多的害怕。
If we believe that we will truly be resurrected physically, we should not be afraid today's our illness.
我们就没有必要对今天肉体的暂时的死亡或者第一次死亡没有过多的惧怕。
So we should not be afraid of the death we encounter the first time in our lifetime.
所以这个天堂就是复活身体所在的地方。
So heaven is the place where the resurrected bodies will be living at.
准确来说，是信主的人身体复活所在的地方。
Precisely, it's for those people who believe in Christ after they're resurrected, where they're going to live.
除了这一个真实的啊，这一个 physical 的这一个肉体的天堂所在以外，还有当然我刚才讲到这一个天堂，它也有属灵的层面。
So it besides we're talking about the physical places where the body will be residing in, it also have the truly have a spiritual meaning.
在天国，在天堂里面，在天国里面，所有的东西，尤其是人，它都是一个复活的灵体，它是一个真实的身体，但是跟我们今天的这样一个受到处受限制的这个肉体是不一样的。
So when we are resurrected, we are truly a spiritual body, which is different from today's our physical body, which we are constrained by our physical conditions.
Okay, yeah. 所以这个我们属灵的身体，当然它是在一个也是一个属灵的天堂里面。
So our spiritual body also should stay in the, or reside in the spiritual heaven.
上帝是一个灵。
God is a spirit.
所以它是永远都不受时空限制的。
It's not constrained by both space and time.
所以上帝所在的地方也一定是一个没有限制的，有一个属灵特质的天堂。
So where Lord God resides is a place.Has a characteristic that should, is unlimited and infinite. Today's sermon is rather different from our typical sermon. So today we're talking about.The spiritual part of the world, and so when we're talking about this, we also want everybody to have this heart of spirituality.
也许你觉得这个不太现实。
You may think it's not real.
但是这是我们所有信徒的人最后的归宿。
But it's where is our destiny for all us believers.
如果你不知道或者说不相信这个天堂，那我们的信仰就是徒然的。
If you don't believe in heaven, all our beliefs are in vain.
那么永远信心都是软弱的。
And our faith will always be weak.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们知道这一个天堂是上帝的居所。
Brothers and sisters, heaven is where God lives.
上帝是真实的，那么天堂也必须是真实的。
God is real, so is heaven.
上帝是属灵的，所以天堂它既是有物质的形态，更是有属灵的含义。
So God is real, so the heaven is also has its physical being, and also it has a spiritual characteristic.
有人曾经为耶稣说：“天国究竟在哪里？”
People ask Christ, "Where is exactly heaven?" Is
耶稣说什么
？What did Christ say?
天国就在你心里。
Heaven is in your heart.
所以天堂它更加的有时候它告诉这指一种属灵的存在，它是指的信徒跟上帝之间这种永远相连的这种关系和状态和事实。
So heaven really is the relationship, that is a true relationship between God and each of us believers.
所以约翰保罗二世这个教皇他曾经说过一段话。
Pope John Paul II said,
他说天堂，他当然这个话呢，说他不是讲一个严格的神学定义，而是讲一强调一种在天堂里面、天国里面信徒和上帝之间的属灵关系。
What he said is that really in heaven, that the relationship between God and his followers and his disciples.
所以我们不要把他这个话呢，就是过分的理解，好像跟我们前面圣经所讲的啊有点冲突。天堂刚才讲过，也有这一个physical的概念。
We just now mentioned again, heaven truly has a physical characteristic.
但是我们想知道，因为天国是有属灵的含义，所以我们这一个天堂，它更加强调是我们永远跟与神同在的这样一个关系和状态。
So I just make sure that we emphasize that at the in heaven, that's where we have the eternal relationship with God.
好，那天堂它整体来说，从本质来说，它是上帝的居所。
Fundamentally, heaven is the dwelling place of God.
那这个天堂究竟它有什么特点呢？
So what exactly the characteristic of heaven?
讲这个特点也告诉我们，我们信徒的人如何生命蜕变，生命成长和升华跟这个天国能够 match.
So this talk about how our Christians, us believers, how our lives are evolving with Christ together in heaven.
圣经对天堂有很多描述。
In Bible, there's a different kind of description of heaven.
就第一个，这是说天堂，它是极其美丽、高贵的。
First, heaven is perfectly beauty, is a perfect beauty and glory.
它在可见的层面和属灵的层面都是极其美丽的。
In the both perspective, from the spiritual perspective and from physical perspective, it's all very, very beautiful.
这个约翰福音第十四章有一段话。
John, Book of John, chapter 14, verse 2 says so.
他说，在我的父家有许多居住处。
In the house of my father, we have many rooms.
如果没有呢？我就早就告诉你们，我去完原是为你们预备地方去。
If that was not so, would I have told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you?
原文在我的父家有很多地方。
Its original in Chinese said there's many places. What does exactly that mean?
这个地方究竟是什么？
So what exactly the place means here?
这个地方只是在天堂的地方，绝对不是说在这个地上哪个角落。
Of course, the place is in heaven.
因为耶稣去了天上，去了天堂，他告诉我们说，他不仅去了，而且为所有的信徒要预备地方。
So Christ, after he is resurrected, he went to heaven. He also preparing the place for all the people following him.
那个，请大家尽快做好这个，不要太多的走动哈，不要太多的走动，有很多的 distraction 就不太好了哈。Yeah, 可以翻译一下，没关系。
Okay. Yeah. So, we noticed quite a few people moving around, so I would appreciate everybody just stay where you are, okay? Otherwise, cause lots of distraction.
所以我们来到神的面前，要知道要认听讲道理，要安静啊，不安静你听不进去的，这个要记住啊。
When you listen to preaching, please have a focused mind.
所以我们这个句处原文是什么？叫 mole。Mole 的意思呢，它是一个地方，一个房间，还有巨大的豪宅的意思 ，mansion。
Original meaning of the place really in Greek said is mone, is lodging, dwelling place, room, even mansion.
对 mansion 我们应该大家都很熟悉，因为我们这里就有一个 mansion。
Everybody should be familiar with mansion. Our church has a mansion just over there.
但是这个我们这个 mansion 比上帝的 mansion 那相差那是天壤之别。
So, but our mansion as compared to God's mansion,
这个天壤之别就太准确了。一个是天上的 mansion， 一个地上的一个小 mansion。
And the Chinese description is it's perfect here. I'm pale to translate the meaning of that, but I think most Chinese speakers should understand that.
我们常常在地上，我们羡慕，我们追求，我们渴望在地上有一个 mansion 住着。
When we are living on this earth, we are looking forward to living in a mansion.
但记住，耶稣说，在天上有很多的 mansion.
But Lord told us, in heaven, we have many, many mansions.
这个 mansion 和地上的 mansion 永远没有办法。
There's no comparison. Period.
弟兄姊妹，上帝是无比丰盛，是一切一切的上帝。
So, brothers and sisters, Lord is of abundance. He is everything is everything.
我们在地上的这些东西，真的算不了什么。
Whatever we own in this world is nothing.As far as he is concerned.
十年以前，在我在阿肯萨的时候
10 years ago, when I was in Arkansas,
Arkansas 有一个山，我经常爬上去。
There's a little mountain I climbed there all the time.
从我们家到那个山之间呢，会在这个山下，这个附近的山，那个山的山下有很多很多的豪宅。
In the foothills, there's many, many big mansions.
我记得我每次经过那些豪宅的时候，多少心中有些震撼。哎呦，这么好的豪宅，我什么时候能够住两天呢
？Every time when I pass those mansions, I was rather I was rather envy, and I said, when can I live in these kind of mansions?
但是我经过那个豪宅，停在山脚下，爬上山以后，看到山上登高望远，看到下面的豪宅就像一个小荷塞河一样。
So after I parked my car in the foothills, and I climbed to the top of the hill, when I look at these mansions, it looked just like a bunch of matchboxes.
我看到像那些小荷塞河的小荷塞河的房子一样，我今天的人都在为这个豪宅奋斗，我就想到我好像好可怜。
So when I look at these matchboxes, I just feel pity for them.
我还仅仅是在几百高的这个一英尺的小山上，如果我在天上往下看，这些真的是可能像一个尘土一样，那真的是微不足道了。
So I look at those mansions from the top of the hill, only a few hundred feet tall. But imagine you're in heaven. Look at this. It's pointless.
常常说叫我们要上山，到山上祷告，在山上，你可以说从某种角度上说超越这个世界。
So you remember Christ always ask all his disciples go up to the mountain to pray.
在山上，他帮助我们有一个属天的眼光来俯瞰这地上微小的一切。
So when you're on top of the mountain, when you look down in this world, you truly have a feeling of feeling of that you spiritually you look at this.
这个在天上啊，所以我们为什么这个教会要常常要上山呀？退休会要选择一个好像比较安静啊，高度还有比较高的一个山上地方，我们做 retreat 呢？实际上的确是有属灵含义的。
So as you know, we always like to have our retreat in top of the hill and in some place that is rather quiet. It actually truly have some spiritual meaning.
所以我们要赶快报名啊！报名我们的这个 retreat。
Pastor is urging everyone to register for our this year's retreat.
所以耶稣说：“我去了，要在上面为你们预备很多很多的地方。”
So Christ said, "When I went to the heaven, I will prepare many, many rooms for you."
如果没有的话，啊，那我就早就告诉你们了。
If I don't, I would have told you already.
所以弟兄姊妹。所以天堂是我们真正的归属。
So brothers and sisters, heaven is our true destiny.
在启示录里面啊，这个有段话说啊，我被圣灵感动啊，天使就带我到了一个极大的山啊，后来就说这个山呢、啊，这一个城是宝石做的，是碧玉做的。有水晶做的，是黄金做的，而这一切啊，告诉我们，当然，这里面有许多属灵的含义。像这个，他们要放上去。
Okay. So, Revelation 21:10 said, "The greater city, the holy Jerusalem, coming down out of the heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light like a stone most precious, as a jasper stone, clear as crystal."
所以这些告诉我们，虽然我们不能够简单的把它理解为物质的辉煌，但也告诉我们，无论是在天国里的物质层面、属灵层面，它都是极其辉煌。地上的这一切啊，人工的什么建筑啊，人工的东西是没有办法比的。
So the point is that doesn't matter how glorious the earthly mansions, as it has no comparison to the heaven.
所以我们眼光不能太小了。
So we have to have a grand perspective.
你如何理解天堂呢
？How do you understand the concept of heaven?
我可以告诉大家一个简单的方法。
I tell you a simple method.
当你天天如果坐在室内，你看着 computer， 你永远看不到天堂。
So every day when you door inside your office, you look at a computer, you will never see heaven.
你走出去。尤其在晚上，你仰望天空，你看到浩瀚无垠的宇宙，看到点点繁星，你才知道地上这一切是何等的渺小。
So every night when you walk out of the door, you look at the galaxy, you look at the star, and you realize how trivial this world is.
你看到那小小的星星都如此的灿烂，你就会知道天堂是何等的光荣。
So when you look at the stars in such a glorious place, can you imagine what heaven would be?
所以弟兄姊妹， 浩瀚无垠的宇宙怎么可能没有天堂？
So look at the vast universe. How can you imagine there's no heaven?
弟兄姊妹，我常常说，我们要仰望天，不要天天看着人，你要看天，看创造。所以诗篇常常说，你要仰望我所造的天。
So brothers and sisters, so that's why I told you that you look at the sky, and just like the book of Psalms said, you look at what God has created.
所以我这是为什么告诉大家，我常常在休斯顿的时候，常常我星期一去海边，看着大海的波涛，我会走几个小时，走半天，因为我要再次感受上帝他无比的大能。
So when I was in Houston, every Monday I would walk for hours on the beach and look at the waves. I just want to contemplate and realize the great creation of our Heavenly Father.
Yeah, thanks for translation, but not every Sunday, but most Sundays.
Monday. No, I said Monday, I'm sorry. If I said Sunday, I'm sorry. I said Monday.
That's fine. So, 这个，所以我们要相信有天堂。
So we believe there is a heaven. We need to believe there's a heaven.
第二个呢，天堂它是极其圣洁、极其荣耀的。
And second characteristic is that heaven is a perfect purity and a holiness.
这一个启示录里面说，凡不洁净的，这一个行可证的、虚晃之事的，这总不得进圣城。
Revelation 21:27, nothing impure will ever enter it, nor will anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful.
所以，天堂是上帝是圣洁所在，圣洁的上帝所在的圣洁之地。所以，带着罪的人是不能进去的。
So heaven is a holy God.Stays, and for people who are not holy, you can never enter. So only those people whose sins have been forgiven can enter.
那当然，那只有认罪的人啊才可能被赦免。他根本不承认自己有罪，那怎么可能被赦免？
So, of course, that's for those people who are willing to repent and confess their sin can enter.
这里不是不仅仅讲的是一个啊、哦，我信了主了，我做了一个绝对祷告，罪被赦免。更多强调的是，我们信主以后，不可再行在罪中，不可再满身的污秽。我们必须有圣洁的生命。
So it's just not for those people who said, "Well, I'm guilty. I confess sin." Rather, we have to live a life which unshameful and not deceitful.
这个。大卫王曾有句话，他说他是犯罪的，但他是说真实的，他说谦卑痛悔的心神必不轻看。
King David said King David was a sinner. He said only when you have the heart of repentance and a sincere repentance then will be received by God.
今天我们都是软弱的，但最重要的好多少人真正有一个常常谦卑痛悔的心。
Today we are all sinners, but how many people today really have the heart of humbleness and repent?
这是我们成圣的关键，也是我们常常成圣的男主。
This is a key for us to be sanctified, and sometimes this also is a hurdle that prevents us to be sanctified.
所以天堂它是极其圣洁的。告诉我们，我们必须圣洁。
So heaven is holy, and so we need to be holy.
第三个是这个天堂也是极其的丰盛和充满了无限的喜乐。
And heaven has a perfect abundance and full of joy.
在这个启示录第七章告诉我们说，在神的宝座前，在天堂里面，神的儿女做一件事情，昼夜敬拜他。
In the book of Revelation, it said that for the children of God, the one thing they do, the worship God day and night.
实际上这一个在一个希腊文里面，这个侍奉跟敬拜是一个单词。
Actually, in Greek, serve and worship is one word.
在圣经里说，你们必须，你们如此敬拜，你们当什么？把圣体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是可喜悦的。你们如此侍奉是理所当然的。那个侍奉实际上也是敬拜。
The Bible said that when you, what you should have done is to serve and worship that time, it's one word.
实际上在圣经里面，在天堂里面不需要你做太多的事情。所以严格来说，实际上在天堂里面就是昼夜敬拜神。
In heaven, you don't need to do much. The only thing you do, really, mainly you do, is to worship God day and night.
所以在地上，你不知道在地上如何的敬拜上帝，你在天上你会失业。
So on this earth, if you don't know how to worship God, and in heaven, you'll lose your job.
甚至你在天上极不适应，因为在地上你还没有适应什么叫敬拜，在天上天天赞美神，这个你可能感到极不适应。
So even on the earth you're not used to worship God, it will be very difficult for you to get used to it in heaven to worship God day and night.
但担心的是什么？你要如果极不适应，那你能不能去了？那很危险。
So if you're not used to it on this earth, I'm just wondering if you can ever enter heaven.
所以我们知道在那里，天堂是一个。不再有眼泪，不再有悲伤的地方。
So we know in heaven we don't have tears nor we have suffering.
我们常常幻想在地上没有眼泪，没有疾病，没有痛苦。
We always so fantasizing that on this earth we don't have tears, we don't have illness nor suffering.
实际上是这是不可能的。
Actually, it's impossible.
在有限有罪。的地方一定有疾病，一定有死亡。
In this limited world and limited time, and illness and death is must.
如果你幻想在今天这个世界没有疾病、没有死亡、没有痛苦、没有委屈，那就说明实际上你的幻想在这个地上有天堂。
So if you're fantasizing that in today's earthly world there's no suffering, illness, death, or being wronged, actually you're truly fantasizing that heaven in this earth today, earthly earth today.
所以我们知道天国的降临不是现在。
So we know that the dawning of heaven is not today.
天堂也不是在这个世界上。
Heaven is not in this world.
所以我们要真正的信仰呢，告诉我们，我们以后要去的就是耶稣基督现在他所肉身所在的地方。
So it tells us where we're gonna end up with is where Jesus Christ, his body is located today.
在那个地方，在天堂里面，魔鬼才被完全的击败，没有魔鬼。
In heaven, there's no Satan.
因为魔鬼不能进天堂。
Because Satan cannot enter heaven.
他也不能在天堂里面搞破坏。
And he cannot sabotage heaven.
今天魔鬼到处在搞破坏。
Today, Satan is doing the work of sabotaging everywhere in this world.
弟兄姊妹，所以我们知道在这那个天堂那个地方才会不再有伤害和眼泪。
So brothers and sisters, only in heaven that won't beThere will not be suffering, any suffering nor tears.
在那里，永远的敬拜，永远的赞美，永远的喜乐，永远的满足。
There we're going to have a forever joy, forever worship, and a forever peace.
所以我们要相信有天堂。
So we need to believe there is a heaven.
所以天相信天堂，这不是一件容易的事情。
But it's not easy.
曾经有一个真实的故事。
There's a real story.
这个真实的故事被改编成为电影。
The story being made into a movie.
题目就是真实的天堂。
The name of the movie is Heaven is for Real.
所以我今天用这个题目。
That's why the Pastor John used this as a topic of today's preach.
这个真实的故事你们可以上网看。
You can view this movie through streaming or whatever services you have.
以前是免费的，现在好像免费找不到了。
Used to be free, not anymore.
我前两天又看了一下，真的找不到免费的。
Not a, it's not free anymore.
但是我想在图书馆很多地方你都能找到的。
But you can borrow it from library.
这一个真实的故事是发是实际上是在十几年前啊，发生在这一个中西部内布拉斯卡啊那一个小town上面。
This story occurred in a small town in the state of Nebraska.
有一个牧师的孩子，四岁的孩子。
A pastor has a kid, had a kid who is four years old.
他因为有生了疾病，就有一天就被送到这一个急救室急救。
One day he got sick. He was brought into an emergency room.
他曾经被医生已经宣布死亡。
He was declared dead by doctor.
后来又神奇地活过来。
And miraculously, he recovered.
活过来以后，过了一段时间，他向他的家人讲了一个灵魂出窍的故事。
He told his parents a story about about how his soul come out of his body.
他说那个时候，突然好像就进入一个神奇的地方。
At that moment, he felt like he entered a very amazing place.
就是在手术室上啊，他那个时候好像看到自己从上面看这个整个的手术室，看到他自己的身体被这些医生包围住啊。
He saw his spirit coming out of his body when he was on the operation table. He watched his body being manipulated by the surgeons.
他说他甚至看到。他从来没有见过的这个祖父。
He also met his a grandfather, which he never met in his life.
或者他说我也看到，我好像还有一个流产的妹妹。
And also he saw a sister who was miscarried by his mother.
应该不是妹妹，应该是姐姐。
Okay, a sister was miscarried by his mother.
因为他的父母从来没告诉他，在他之前，他不可能给一个四岁的孩子讲，在以前我们流产过，他不可能讲这个故事嘛。
Of course, his mother would never have told this 4 years old that he had a miscarriage.
所以他都看到了他的那个姐姐。
So he said he met the sister who was miscarried.
甚至后来说，我看到了耶稣基督。
And he said, I also saw Christ.
所以这个故事讲出来以后呢，这个给人心里很大的震动。那这个小孩子怎么能看到从来没有见过的人描述的，真的就跟那个现实、那个曾经存在的那个祖父一模一样的
？So many people was shocked to hear that a 4 years old can talk about these events, which seems like it's impossible.
所以这个就在这个。教会是这个教会呢产生了极大的一个震动。
So it caused a great disturbance in this church.
所以有人说啊，这是证明天堂的存在。有人说啊，这个可能是小孩子乱讲。
Some people said it proved that heaven exists, but other people said no, it's just made up by the little kid.
他的父亲呢，觉得这一定是真实的。
But the father.Of the kid, believe it must be true.
然后呢，因为他的父亲是个牧师啊，那就开始讲道啊，跟以前讲道不太一样。
The father is a pastor. He started to preach about it. His preaching has become a little bit different.
他的以前都是讲一些现实的啊，现实的问题，讲了很多。
So before he always talk about something related to reality today.
那后来，因为这一个孩子，他自己的孩子这样跟他说，他自己相信天堂，或者说他更加相信天堂以后，他就常常讲天国、天堂他的故事。
So his father, after his son told him about the heaven, he started to talk more, preach more about heaven.
这个时候长执会就坐不住了，好像。
The time there, Deacon Board feel very uneasy about it.
所以好多人就说：“哎呀，这个你是天天讲这个，我们这个不。”这个搞不清，摸看不着，摸不着。这个我们这个对我们没什么用啊，好像意思就是那个意思。
So most people just on the board think that the pastor preaching something which is untouchable and not verifiable. So what's the point of this?
甚至后来就有，甚至有人家觉得我们是不是要把这牧师给 fire 掉
？So some of them think that should they fire the pastor？
所以这个故事告诉我们什么？当我们的信仰如果真的成天就是想着这个世界，我们如何因为信耶稣，这个世界，我们的生活更变得更加的美好？那这个我们究竟是什么信仰呢
？So if every day we contemplate about is only believing Christ, our daily life, the mature life is better. What kind of faith is this?
所以我说，那位牧者他讲的这些话很好很好。如果我们相信上帝，如果只是如果还没有一个天堂的信仰或者概念都没有的话，那我们的信仰永远是软弱的。
So I really appreciate the pastor said, in this world, if all the believers don't believe there's heaven, then our faith is truly very, very weak.
这就是为什么我们常常虽然信了主，还在追求世界；虽然信了主，虽然在服侍主，还是在追求人的荣耀。
So that's why today many believers, even though they believe in Christ, but they are still pursuing the world, the wealth and the materialism, materials.
所以弟兄姊妹，我说，如果我们靠基督只在今生有盼望，就比众人更可怜。
So Paul said, if we only rely on Christ in this life, we are most pitiful.
这个好像又怎么回事？好，呀，再往下面啊，完了啊。所以我们说这我们要思考这样一个话啊，就是我们信仰有究竟有没有信复活、信天堂
？So we have to contemplate about do we believe resurrection and do we believe in heaven？
天堂和复活必须成为我们信仰的。重要组成部分。
Resurrection and heaven must be one, must be the most important, the components of our faith.
复活的基督就在天堂里。
The resurrected Jesus Christ is in heaven.
所以天堂是真实的。
So heaven is real.
所以我们信他的人也要进天国，进天堂。
So for us who believe in him, we all will eventually enter heaven.
好，那我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
现在天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们感谢你，让基督耶稣从死里复活。
We thank you, let Christ be resurrected.
因为复活本是神的大能。
Because resurrection is an Almighty's capability.
因为复活就是福音。
Because resurrection is the gospel.
我们相信基督复活也会让所有的信他的人都会因他复活。
We believe that because Christ was resurrected, so all who believe in Christ will be resurrected also.
主耶稣说他去天上就是为我们信他的人预备地方。
Jesus Christ told us he went to the heaven, is preparing the place, the rooms for us.
那个地方就是上帝的居所，就是神儿女最后与上帝永远同在的地方。
That's a place where the Lord dwells, and all the His children will eventually dwell at.
感谢你，让我们这一群人能够超越死亡和罪恶。
Thank you for you to transcend us from death.
让我们能够进入永远的国，永远的天堂，进入永远与上帝同在的居所。
Lead us to eternal life and to where the God is.
给我们信心，让我们常常仰望天国，让我们常常仰望基督。
Give us the faith that we will always look up to the heaven and look up to Jesus Christ.
让我们真正的成为一个天国的人。
Let's all truly believe in heaven.
那我们这样祷告祈求，是奉主耶稣基督宝贵圣名。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，那个下面。